Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and today I'm joined by Charlotte LaRocque, the campus manager at UCN, who's here to tell us about the first ever Christmas tree decorating contest and auction. Thanks for stopping by, Charlotte. So a new event is coming up in Thompson, which is the Christmas tree decorating contest and auction. So could you tell us a bit about it and how it first came about?
Certainly. It was just an idea that we had. UCN and the Chamber of Commerce wanted to connect the business, the organizations, the community, and the people of Thompson. UCN aims to have our community looked at as a resource for many things, not just education. And we want to welcome the public in a positive way. So we thought an event such like this would brighten that Christmas spirit and get everybody involved.
And how long has this been in the works for?
Actually, this is the first annual event. Mm-hmm. We've been thinking about it for a while and we just decided to move ahead with it and make it happen.
Now, for the decorating aspect, are there guidelines participants need to follow? Do the trees need to be a certain size or decorated in a certain way?
No, actually, we are open from a desktop-sized tree to a huge tree of any height. What we're asking for is people to either donate the trees, donate the decorations, or even if they want to help out in regards to snacks for the auction day, or if a business, for example, we have a couple that are interested, and they will be donating the tree and coming in and decorating it, and then their tree will be judged on. We are putting up tables beside the trees for businesses so that they can actually promote their business and hand out information as well.
Yeah, and would you prefer real or artificial trees?
Because of fire code within UCN, we do need them to be artificial. Real trees are wonderful, but we don't want to step on the toes of scouts.
When is the deadline to have your tree be a part of the contest?
They do need to be in UCN decorated by the 4th, which is next Wednesday. They simply have to let either myself or Paula know. Paula's with the Chamber of Commerce. Her contact information is 204-677-4155, and mine at UCN is 204-677-6463. The Chamber of Commerce email is commerce@mymts.net, and my email address is claroccue@ucn.ca. There are posters out on social media as well that have our email addresses on it.
Now, the actual contest will be held just over a week following the deadline at UCN where the trees will be displayed. So who will be judging the contest?
Yes, takes place December the 14th at 11 a.m. at UCN. The judges, we are going to have one person from 100 Women That Care, one person from UCN, which will be myself, and one person from the Chamber of Commerce as well.
How will the auction work? Is it a silent auction?
No, actually, we are looking for an auctioneer. We would like to have a traditional auction just to have that excitement going on and have refreshments. And then any of the proceeds from the auction go to 100 Women That Care so that any of their recipients within 2020 will receive additional funds.
Now, once again, could you tell us the deadline for the trees as well as where and when the contest and auction is taking place?
We invite the businesses, organizations, groups, and individuals to donate and to decorate trees. Any of the donations that we get that are not as a whole, we'll have people volunteer to decorate them as well. The trees are to be at UCN decorated no later than December the 4th, and they'll be in the main hallway, in the main foyer, until the auction time, December 14th at 11 o'clock.
And was there anything else about the Christmas tree contest and auction that you wanted to get out there?
The trees themselves don't have to be brand new, neither do the decorations. So it can be a group effort where a group of people just get together and maybe somebody has an old tree, some decorations that they don't use anymore. Those are more than welcome too. It doesn't have to be a huge financial burden. That's not what we're looking for. We're just looking for that involvement and to create something new because we're hoping to turn this into an annual event just as our give back to the community. One thing I forgot to mention is the successful bidders can either keep their tree for their home or for their office, or they can donate it to a family that is less fortunate that may not have the opportunity to have a tree.
All right. Well, thanks once again, Charlotte, for stopping by the station to talk about this exciting new event.
You're welcome.
That was Charlotte LaRocque from UCN, who told us about the Christmas decorating contest and auction. The deadline for the trees is this upcoming Wednesday, December 4th, and the contest and auction are on Saturday, December 14th, starting at 11 a.m. at UCN. For Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.